Hello, Disturbed Nerds. As you can see, Caroline's not with us today. Unfortunately, she has pneumonia. Poor child. Of course, she gets pneumonia during a pandemic. Ha, that would be my best friend. Anyways, this is my other best friend. Say hello, Angela.
Hi.
We also call her Lucifer. Kidding.
Thank you very much.
Today, we have her as a guest co-host since Caroline is resting. I hope she's resting. She better be resting. So she's gonna co-host with me today. What are we gonna talk about today, Angela?
Today is, first things first is vampires. Why they're so popular, why some of them are sexy.
Sparkly.
just the various ways that vampires are treated, why we like them so much, why we hate some of them so much, and maybe also some of the lore and the liberties, we will say, that some authors take with said lore.
Liberties. So that's what I'm going to be talking about in this episode, vampires. Everyone loves vampires, apparently. Okay, see, I like my vampires, but I like my vampires like the Lost Boys. I don't, have you ever seen the Lost Boys?
No.
Okay, it is like an 80s vampire film that is awesome because these vampires are badass and cool bikers, and they ain't no pussies, but they're not. They're like, they burn in sunlight, they got garlic, they are like the
Right.
Dracula-esque vampires, but like
The
80s
classics.
rock, and it's awesome. It's one of my favorite movies. I love those kind of vampires. I like the dark ones, okay? What are your favorite
Okay.
kind of vampires? Do you like the sparkly ones?
No. The Twilight vampires are my least favorite kind of vampires. It has to be said. Just you can't go wrong with the classics. Dracula. Dracula is where it's at. Dracula, like, it brought in the sexiness, but also it kept the scary. And I feel like that's something that vampires have been missing for a long time now in
Agree.
popular literature and media is like apparently people can't be scary and sexy, and sex sells better. So let's keep them sexy,
Sex
let's not make them
does
scary. It does,
sell.
but I miss the fear of vampires. Like, I think part of what made Dracula so cool was he was scary but also alluring, and it made the scary sexy. And that's something that I think people kind of mistranslated. They're like, oh, scary sexy, that must mean vampires are sexy. It's like, no, it's the allure of it. It's the suspense and not knowing what's going to come next, having a real bad idea, but this person's intriguing. Lately, it's been more either sparkles or black and leather.
Okay, see, here's the thing. I feel like the black and the leather is just a huge, like, there's this book I read, Vampire Kiss. I don't know if you ever read Vampire Kiss. Their vampires were all goths. And I'm like, what? Can there not be a preppy vampire? I'm not saying I'd be okay with a preppy vampire, but like, why is there this thing where vampires have to wear leather and studded jackets and stuff? Like, come on, guys. Wait, just put I am a vampire in big bold letters.
They probably sell that as t-shirts now.
Right? But no, I like the Lost Boy vampires and Penny Dreadful vampires. I don't know if you ever watched Penny Dreadful. Good show, don't watch it. You'll get really pissed off because of the ending. So I'm warning you now because I didn't listen to mom.
Well, that's what you get.
Yeah, but the Netflix show Dracula is really good. Like all the episodes are like an hour long, so it's like a movie, and it's dark and twisted, and it's old school Dracula movie.
I'll have
Like
to check into
it's
that
old
then.
school with True Blood. I liked the it was a little they were kind of like living vampires because they still bled. They didn't have a heartbeat, but they still bled. Like you cut
Right.
them, they bleed. I liked that they could fly. Because that was cool. I like the flying thing. In Underworld, I like the memories. Like they
Oh,
take the blood,
yeah.
right? And the memories. That was always really cool to
That was
me.
really
I was
interesting.
like, that was interesting. That's different. I like that.
The way the vampires in Twilight would attack, like the human, like just standing around and making a point of, like, I'm shirtless, ha ha ha. Like,
Yeah, I thought that was stupid. I think, okay, so here's the thing. If you're gonna be a nomad and not like, okay, you're a vampire. You've lived for hundreds of years. obviously know how to blend in to not be obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you would be dead. Of course, and this is my problem with Twilight vampires. They don't burst into flames. You can't kill them with a stake or, like, chop off their head.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Like, where did the whole, like, the only thing you can do is dismember and then burn them come from?
She wants to be different. See, and I'm okay with the dismembering and burning thing, but, like,
sure.
They all be stakeable.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Well, you already said you like Dracula, but who's your favorite vampire?
Oh, man.
Personally, I'm really torn between Celine from Underworld and Eric Norton.
I knew Eric was going to be on your list. I'd maybe go with Pam from
True Blood. Pam is pretty,
True Blood.
Pretty wonderful.
Yeah, because, like, Eric, don't get me wrong, I do like Eric. I do. But also, he's a prick.
But you
and
like
I do. I have a problem. Oh, yeah, Eric. He's one of those love to hate him, hate to love him types. And when you're really invested in the show, like, you're really invested in him. But then also, like, if you get bored of the show for 1 second, you get really bored of him too, is what I've noticed.
See, and I made it through True Blood because of Eric and Pam and Jessica and Alcide. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Alcide a lot. And, like, spoiler alert, knowing he doesn't make it all the way through was a real damper on me, like, continuing to watch the show.
I was like, no!
I think Alcide's probably my favorite of the characters in that show.
He is just really, really good. Okay, and I'm not just... Okay, he's just a really good guy, and also, yes. I kind of want to drink his bathwater. That's the phrase mom and me when we want to bone.
Exactly. Right? He is drop-dead gorgeous, and a good person, and a good character, and that's not an easy combination to have, and he has it, and then... He's not there, and I didn't want to get to the point where he wouldn't be there anymore. Yeah, and really, I think what really sold it is Eric was my favorite for a while until, and this is your fault, why Eric's not my favorite anymore, until at one point you were like, who would you prefer, Eric or Alcide? And the answer was Alcide. And then, like, as soon as I was, like, Team Alcide, I was like, oh no, Eric's, he's not that great. And that it was harder for me to remember just how much I liked Eric at first. And also, it made me really, like, if Sookie, like, first of all, fuck Bill. We hate Bill. He's the worst.
Hate him. He's the worst.
If Sookie had met Eric first, there would have been no contest ever about who to choose. But also, if she'd met Alcide first, I like to believe it still would have been no contest, because he's a better person, he's protective, and he's not a dick.
He's good. Like, he tries, and he's good, and he's so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, Sookie's a dumbass, so I still feel like she would not end up with Alcide.
And see, that's where I think it comes down to who did she meet first.
Yeah.
Because whoever she met first is going to be the one that she, like, latches on to.
Which is why she latches on to Bill, but also, what is up with vampires and virginity?
That is like a common
thing that happens in vampire things.
I wonder if it has something to do with being corruptible.
It could be. Could be some symbolic thing.
Yeah. I think largely. Anything that, like, is alluring about vampires, I think, is largely symbolic of...
I mean, the act of drinking blood is said to be orgasmic in most things. It's supposed to be, like, sexual. And then in some cases, it's painful. It really depends on the lore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even in Vampire Night, which is an anime, the act of getting bitten, which is taboo, but also, like... It's supposed to be erotic. I'm like, okay, so it's taboo, but it's erotic. I'm so confused. Oh,
yeah. I've got a whole slew of, like, erotic vampire novels, and that's a whole big thing.
And in Vampire Academy, Rose lets her best friend, Lisa, vampire. Rose is a damper, but the way they do vampires in Vampire Academy is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, the vampires have a heartbeat. Like, they're alive. They're living. They're called Morai. Morai. They're living vampires. And then when they hook up with a human, that's a damper, Dhamphir, then the hampers are the Morai's protector. And then you have the Strigoi, Strigoi, who are dead vampires and like evil vampires. So you've got like living good vampires, and then
still have some humanity in them.
And then evil Strigoi kill people. So Rose lets Lisa feed off her, and it's erotic and everything. And then their vampire, the vampires Morai. They also have, each of them can have control over the four elements. There's also a fifth element, but they get into that. It's weird. It's spirit and it's wonky. But no, so the way they do the vampires there is different. And then another example of vampires is Chibi Vampire, which is another anime. They feed on certain people's blood. So like one of them feeds on people who are in love. One feeds on people who are sad. And when like a vampire who feeds on the person who is sad, then the person who is not sad, who is sad, becomes not sad anymore.
Interesting.
I know. I thought it was kind of strange. She's like, oh, okay. And then Vampire Knight, which I mentioned earlier, their vampires are also living vampires. And you've got purebloods, which is something they do in Underworld, those who were born vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like their entire lineage is vampires. And then you have the nobles. And then you got nobles who are still, they're vampires, but they're just probably have some human ancestor in there or something. And then you have the vampires who were turned, who are once human, and those are called level Ds. And they usually go mad and go crazy, right? So many different kinds of vampires. And all different kinds of things. That was like three different versions of vampires.
That's pretty neat. Oh, there's one thing that like all comes back to Twilight, but also the other. See, I read the Night Huntress novels, and those are the more erotic ones.
I haven't read those.
Yeah, I like them, but I noticed this thing that both of them, like this inexperienced young woman, 17-year-old in Twilight, 20-year-old something in Night Huntress. They meet this literally hundreds-year-old vampire who does not look like they are literally hundreds of years old. And they fall in love, and this 100-year-old somebody is their guide through not just the afterlife, but also their human lives. And what the hell? How can someone who has been dead for over 100 years guide you through human living? And that's one thing that when reading Midnight Sun, I told you the other day, I vacillate between amused, bored, confused, and angry, because it's Edward's point of view, and Edward inspires all those emotions, because he goes back and forth between, I'm such a monster, no one should love me, rah, and I know what's best for you, so you shouldn't have choices other than the ones I make for you.
It's their whole relationship is really, this is not an example of a good relationship. We do not,
it is not
this.
It
I
is
feel like
not.
You need to do a disclaimer.
Don't ever. It's a terrible example of a relationship. And
a series that I tried to get into was House of Night, which is also vampires, and the reason why I couldn't get into that was, first of all, the writing style really bothered me. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it's written by a mom and her daughter, but mainly written by the daughter.
These were the PC cast books, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I couldn't, like, I liked them, but the writing style really bothered me.
I can understand that. It's hard to, I mean, we sometimes try to write stories, the two of us. It is very difficult to meld two mm-hmm. writing styles.
It is, and it, together. And what also bothered me is they were vampires, but they didn't really feel like vampires. It's been a while since I've read House of Night, but like they're chosen to become vampires. Like it's not like a blood exchange. Like everyone knows about them, apparently. I don't know. It's been so long. So it didn't really feel like vampires to me. Obviously, True Blood vampires could kick Twilight vampires' asses.
Anything could kick Twilight vampires' asses.
Do you think vampires will ever go away in culture, in pop culture, media, movies, at all?
I mean, it's hard to say, you know. When you say ever, I think, like, you know, thousands of years out, where the equivalent of what the ancient Greeks were today. I was like, how could I answer that?
I mean, okay, let me rephrase the question, you picky broad. In 15 years from now, do you think vampires will still be relevant in media? Whether it's books, films, movies, TV shows, plays, I don't know, operas?
I don't think they're ever going to fully go away. I mean, we've had them for forever now, hundreds of years. I think they're kind of, they're not really what we're focusing on right now. Right now, we're more focused on superheroes. So I don't know if we're going to, if the superhero trend's going to continue, if we're going to start up with something new, or if we're going to have a resurgence of vampires. You know, I don't know what the fad's going to be. But as far as will they still be relevant, I think definitely. You know, we've talked so much about all the different kinds of vampires that there are. So if you don't like one, there's a different version you can draw from easily.
There is.
If you want to create something new, you can take from what's already there and twist it a little bit. You can go back to the original lore and you can, you know, resurface some of it. You can tweak some things. Or you can just be like, just reference back to the most common ones known, you know, Dracula, Underworld, Twilight, you know, whatever got into the popular lexicon, you just keep referencing it and it stays there.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see how vampires evolve. Because like you said, well, there's so many different kinds, like Underworld, True Blood, my anime, as I mentioned, like Chibi Vampire and Vampire Knight. That's not even, I didn't even mention Helsing. Their vampires are different too. It'll be interesting to see how they change. Like, I would like to see a more modern version of vampire.
Yeah. Now, I will give this to Stephanie Meyer. Nobody saw that coming with what she did with vampires. If you had asked anybody before Twilight where they see vampires going and, you know, what would they say about the lore? I guarantee you nobody saw sparkles coming. So, points for originality?
Not really.
There's a, yeah. It's hard to tell, like, what, you know, we always say we want people to change up the lore or do something new or interesting or different with it. But then if you stray too far, how far is too far? Apparently not bursting into flames is too far.
When it comes to the lore of anything, I've always been interested in how vampires came to be.
Like, yeah.
And that's not something they really talk about in anything. Like, they kind of give, like, maybe it was just a disease. Blood disorder. Mm-hmm. The devil made us.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just always been something I've been interested in, I guess, is the origin of vampires.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about vampires?
Like, one of the reasons that I think we like vampires so much, and another reason why I think they're never going to go out of popular culture, they're really kind of a way for us to explore who we would be without the constraints of society, which is why we would destroy nature. We love nature, right? You and I both love nature, but also if we could destroy it, we kind of would. Can't kill people. There are consequences. Vampires
everyone
don't.
Everyone thinks I'm really small and shy and meek and can't do anything. So being a vampire would be pretty cool for me. I can
kill
people. Think I'm small and weak? Well, guess what? I'm going to fucking Spartan kick you into
exactly.
The goddamn ring.
Yes. You know, so you get to, first of all, you have endless time. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do that you don't have time to do in this life. It removes all of the limits that we as humans deal with, while also, you know, with werewolves, they have to deal with physical change, and, you know, vampires don't as much. They just get kind of enhanced. So we get to deal with, we don't have human limitations anymore. We're enhanced from our human forms. We don't have to change from them. And we really just, from that point on, we play by our own rules. We want to be good, we'll be good. We want to be bad,
we'll be
bad.
Really
you can't
bad.
Stop us.
And I kind of getting kind of deep there, but I think you're right. It does let you kind of explore your darker urges. Not necessarily darker. It could just be something that you've wanted to do. Like, like I said, everyone kind of thinks I'm really sweet and kind and warm and bubbly and stuff, so being a vampire would be a really nice way to prove all these people wrong.
Yep.
You know, and I liked what you said about vampires kind of going into your deeper, exploring deeper, darker nature, because I think that's why vampires have always been so marginalized. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I was thinking relevant.
Relevant. I think that's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Platonic soulmates. I think that's why they've always been so relevant, is just because of that. And I think they always will be. And I who knows where we're going to be in 15 years when it comes to, like, books, genres, everything. There could be a new vampire book that beats Anne Rice out of the park. I highly doubt that will happen because Anne Rice is awesome. Yeah. But who knows?
I have one more thing. Last thought on the vampires before we move on to the next episode. The other thing is, I think it allows us the ability to safely envision an afterlife. Like, finality is difficult. You know, our lives go on until they just don't. And it's hard to process that, because every second we're alive, we are alive. It's very difficult to process that no longer being true. And vampires kind of allow us to envision both not being alive, but also continuing. It has finality without an ending, kind of thing, which is really interesting to me.
All right. That's it for today, Disturbed Nerds. On our next episode, Angela and I are going to talk about characters. And I realize that sounds very broad, but I promise you will understand when we talk. But let's say thank you to Angela for guest hosting this week. Seriously.
Thank you for having me.
Otherwise, it would just be me talking to myself. And while as entertaining and wonderful as I am, y'all don't want to see them. So until next time, Disturbed Nerds, this is Keely and Angela signing off. And
bye.
We'll see you in the next episode.